My grandfather has always taken a lot of pride in his family, and he's always taken so much joy in not what he's accomplished, but what his children have accomplished, not so much in their accomplishments themselves, but the people that they have become, and then in his grandchildren, and now in his great-grandchildren. And I say this because my grandfather, to me, has always been a model of what unconditional love must be like. Because sometimes a lot of the things that his children have done, a lot of the things that his grandchildren have done, the great-grandchildren are too young to have done anything too bad yet, but haven't always been the greatest things. They haven't been the best decisions. We've all made our fair share of mistakes, some more serious than others. Yet at the same time, if you ever talk to my grandfather, the thing that excites him the most, aside from Notre Dame perhaps, is the family that he has, the family, his children, and his grandchildren. He used to drive around in a car that in the back of the car was a license plate that said, "Let me tell you about my grandchildren." And it was because he took so much pleasure in talking about them. And he'd always be telling stories every time you see him of things that his children and his grandchildren did growing up, whether they be the comical stories of the little quirks that happen in family life, or just updating you on how a certain family member is doing. But he always just seemed to love us, no matter what we were doing, no matter what we did. And I say that because today's gospel, one of the lines that really hit me was the last line of the gospel, where upon being baptized, a voice comes from heaven saying, "You are my beloved son. With you, I am well pleased." And I thought about this because at this point in Jesus' life, the only thing that we know so far that Jesus has done is that he was born. Aside from that, he hadn't even begun his public ministry. And there's very little recorded in the Gospels about anything that happened in those first 30 years of Jesus' life. Certainly none of the stuff that we as Christians regard as the real substance and the real important part of the mission of Christ. Certainly none of that had occurred yet. And yet, here's God saying, "With you, I am well pleased." It's this unconditional love. This, you haven't done any of the work yet that I know you're going to do, but yet I'm well pleased with you. And I think that's contrasted so much to the way as we as human beings experience love. Because so often when we love people, maybe with the exception of our immediate families, it's because of something they've done. It's because of, you know, Brady Quinn threw a touchdown pass and so I love him as the Notre Dame quarterback, or any number of accomplishments that people have done. Even last week, I was thinking about this as we remembered President Ford and all the way he was memorialized. And it was all things that he had accomplished through his entire life. And that tends to be the way we as human beings love. But the way that God tends to love is he loves us just for the fact that we are. St. Paul tells us in today's reading that this love is not because of righteous deeds that we have done, but it comes poured out to us through God's mercy. And I think that that's something that we can strive to do more of as human beings, is to love the way that God loves, with this unconditional love. Because all of us, upon our own baptism, have been incorporated into the body of Christ, which would mean that God is well pleased with us, just as he is well pleased with Christ. And maybe we need to learn to be well pleased with others in the same way that God is well pleased with us. So I think that's the challenge for today's gospel, is can we look at other people and say, "I'm well pleased with this person, not because of anything that they've done for me or for the world, but because of the fact that they are." It's just that being, that existing, that pleases God. And in that is where God loves us. It's not because we did anything. We don't have to do anything to earn God's love. And what a wonderful place this world would be if we could all love each other in that same way, where we didn't have to earn the love of any other individual, but instead could have confidence that we are loved simply for who we are. So I think that the challenge for us is to go forth from this mass experience, to take this reading to heart and say, can I go out in the world and see people in a new way? Can I go out and love them for who they are and not for what they have done?